Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're alive. Gold Rush. Chapter 7. The Last Day. Written, directed, and produced by K.C. Wayland. Previously on We're Alive, Gold Rush.
Secure, remote, self-sustaining. In a word, perfect.
Maybe we'll just wait for the storm to pass, get the truck, and go home.
And that doesn't mean we can't enjoy ourselves for now. We got time.
Gloria, we might have a breach.
Day one. We're already going past the red door, huh?
Got the guns. Where do you need us?
What a great time of the year it is for... Yeah, all that football. If you're looking to add some additional excitement to the game, make BetDSI your betting partner. Use BetDSI's live betting platform where you can watch all the events and even bet all the games till the final whistle. New members get 100% bonus match using promo code ALIVE101. That's double your money to start winning today. Why choose BetDSI? BetDSI has been paying winners for over 20 years, and they're top rated on betting review sites. They have a very friendly interface and mobile site, and they have the fastest payouts in the industry. Simply play, win, and get paid. And they offer betting options for everything. Bet on NFL, NBA, NHL, boxing, and all other major sports. Politics, reality TV, virtually everything. New members get 100% bonus match using promo code ALIVE101. That's double your money to start winning today. Once again, go to BetDSI.com and use the promo code ALIVE101. And get this limited time 100% bonus offer to make some extra cash. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI.
Okay, here they come. Get to the firing holes. Now!
Whoa.
The tunnel did most of the work.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, no shit, don't go past the red door. Hey, we're gonna stay at least one room away from the red door.
Yeah, I bet your mom didn't add all of that.
No, the defenses we added.
Yeah, that was a fun week.
You don't even have to clean up the bodies?
Nope. That machine will shovel them into a burn pit.
You don't have to worry about anything down here.
As much as we've come to depend on our defenses, I'd rather not have to use them. They all cost resources. And while I may have a ton of ammo, who knows how long it might need to last. It's why we don't go to the surface unless we have to. These followed us back here.
What, you want an apology or something?
No, but it reminds me of what we have to do to live here. If you're here, you're here. If you're not, then you won't be let back in.
Some of the defenses have been hit pretty hard, ever since Boulder.
Well, that's fair, right? We're here, and if we go, we gotta go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So where were we?
Cannonball!
Jeez, man, leave some water in the pool, why don't you? I tell you, some people are so rude. Light up Bertha?
Please. And don't worry about the water. We have several wells. It's the one thing we have plenty of.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell him that.
Here you go.
Oh, this is just great tea. Thank you, Carl.
No problem.
You mind bringing out some for everyone?
Go all the way back to the kitchen.
Anyone else want lemonade? Carl's gonna go get us some.
Oh, dude, that'd be great. Can I get some light ice in mine?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, me too. Anita, would you like something on me? You want one?
Oh, Carl, that would be great. Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Be right back.
Now, where were we? Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. I think, like, it should be, though.
Right? It is, right? It can't. Like, if you were pulled over by a cop... Or...
Look at those two over there. Something's definitely going on.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not paying attention to them.
You're making me blush.
Well, then, mission accomplished. I am an officer, you know.
Really?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm maybe.
Oh, I bet the girls just went crazy over you.
Yeah. You want to see me in uniform one day?
Maybe. You still got it around.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you could see me out of uniform.
Yeah, Mr. Doggy Paddle. Can you get out of the way?
I'm not in your way.
I'm going off the diving board, and you're in the pool, right? You're in the way.
You're not gonna hit me.
I can't do a normal dive with you being right there. There is tons of room outside the pool, isn't there?
Oh, okay. Well, now, I'm really not going anywhere.
That was not a comment about your weight.
Yeah, right.
Please, as if I care about that. I was just saying to move. I enjoy diving, and I like to do it my way. Please, move.
Fine.
Thank you.
God.
Oh my god, that is nasty. Porky's gonna eat all that.
Yeah, garbage in, compost out. It's a circle of life down here.
He is really dirty. Oh my god, did I? I just stepped in shit, didn't I?
Relax, it's not a big deal.
It's gross. Are you kidding? Whoa, no! Oh, Jesus.
That might be.
Okay, please tell me that you have a hose.
No, are you kidding?
Yeah.
We need that. I'm gonna have to scrape it off and save what I can first.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hold
still. Oh, that's
Stop
weird.
That's struggling.
Oh, that feels weird. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's all over you. How
yeah,
did you
is.
Do this?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Whoa. Hey. Are we that personal yet?
I'm gonna have to be.
Yeah. No
you
kidding.
You are here. Disgusting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does everyone's chores suck this much?
Ugh. This is like a place out of my nightmares.
We all need to do our fair share, and now that I have an extra set of hands... You got the rubber gloves on, right?
Yeah, but I don't really feel right doing this.
You're gonna be fine. You're just standing there holding it. Just don't drop it. The wire is live.
What, does it have to be live?
There is no other way. Just hold it while I clear the corrosion.
Yeah, but I don't know if I should...
There,
really...
and... Here.
Oh, God. This is a lot of volts, isn't it?
Don't let go.
Okay, I won't let go. Like...
Are you holding it tight?
Just like Jack in the Titanic.
You're shaking a little.
No. I'm fine.
You're sweating.
I can't help the sweat. And now you mentioned sweat, I'm sweating more.
It's going into your eye.
Jesus! Fucking menacing, you know? Oh, son of a bitch, that stinks!
This one was my grandmother's.
Damn, that's a nice car. What is that?
1955 Chevy Bel Air V8.
I am impressed, Carl.
Thank you.
You wouldn't want to take it for a spin, would you? Around the garage here? There's not a lot of space, but...
Would I? Please!
Great! The keys are on my nightstand.
That's a long way back...
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I'll go grab them.
Okay, cool. Hey, Muldoon, you're gonna really want to check out this one over here.
Well, what car is this?
Oh, yeah, fuck if I know. Just, I didn't know the last one either. Cars are Rhonda's thing. This one has a really big back seat, so open the door, get back there, and take off your pants.
You know, I think this is one of my favorite cars now.
What? I already lost a balloon.
And that's what happens when Bowser hits you at full speed.
Okay, I thought you played this game before.
Yeah, no one ever played battle mode with me.
Yeah, I can see why. Okay, I just hit a freaking banana and lost a balloon. How does that make any sense? Oh, and a green shell too. Yay.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call karma for making me hold that death wire. Now welcome to my world.
Uh-huh, where you are a giant turtle that breathes fire.
Obviously.
Oh, no! Oh, where did that come from? What the heck?
from nowhere.
Are you sitting on top of that block right there and just firing down shells? Is that what you're doing?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm onto you. I am onto you.
Hey, Puck. Don't worry about him.
When I hit 3 shells, what the hell? Again?
I know how to use my star.
Okay, I'm a bomb.
So go around. You can blow someone up.
Oh. This should be an option from the beginning.
I see you hiding in green.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not hiding.
Okay, you are done now. Red shell on your ass. Wait, what?
A banana stopped it.
And now I hit one? And now I'm a bomb.
They're poisonous bananas, you idiot.
All right, I'll head them off at the ramp.
Okay, Puck, I'm already on them.
Whoa. Is everyone against me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just asking.
I have you now.
No, wait.
Boom! I win by default, motherfucker.
All right, you ran into me.
No, I just picked up a red shell when you ran into me.
I don't think so.
No, I know how to play this.
What just happened? I was still a bomb. Why is the round over?
The bomb is still alive and well out there. Does nobody care?
Quiet. He'll be back any second.
I didn't mean to do that. Oh, shit. There he is. Get down.
Okay, why are we hiding?
Trust me. He would not take this well.
Guys?
Why is this so funny?
I don't know. Because it's Carl?
I've got the keys.
Shh, you gotta be quiet. He's gonna hear you.
Does anybody want to ride?
Okay, so how long do we need to stay back here?
All right, I guess I'll just go on my own.
I think we're gonna be here a while. You gotta get comfortable.
No, let's get more uncomfortable.
Okay, just one more time.
Car trouble, is it?
I knew it was you all along.
So this is the movie where you and Gloria met, huh?
Now,
oh, wait, Here I come.
My gun, please.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you, Kate. Now, do you have any idea what this gun will do to you?
Okay, very nice. You're a bad girl.
Yeah, that was my only scene. But I tend to think of Kate taking over the institution after Mad Dog dies.
Spoilers.
Wait, you haven't seen this?
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. The picture is so clear. This is awesome. You can watch any movie you want, whenever.
So cool, right?
Oh, you're being sarcastic with me? What, are you jealous because you're... sister's on the big screen and you're not?
Hardly. I'm just not a fan of movies.
Wait, what? Not a fan of movies?
It's just not my thing. I don't get it.
Horror movies not your thing. What is there to get? It's cinema. Are you for real?
Here's your popcorn, Gloria.
Oh, thank you so much, Carl.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Again, I'm really sorry about the car. It just has a light pedal,
oh,
you know?
Come on now, it's fine. It'll give Rhonda something to fix.
Yeah, I'll thank you later for that.
Oh, she's just teasing. But thank you for running the film projector. You know, we didn't know how to use it. Oh, hey, Mike, can I have your pen, please?
Sure, here. You know, I'll totally take care of the print. I know that it's an original. I won't let anything happen to it.
Okay, yeah, appreciate it. Here's your pen back.
You know what? Just keep it. I got plenty.
Okay.
I'll go keep an eye on the projector for now. It's really cool up there.
Hey.
Yeah.
I poked a hole through the bottom of the bucket.
Ooh.
Dude, there is no way she did that.
I swear to you, she did.
We were in the theater with you.
Yeah, she doesn't care about that stuff, obviously. It kind of helped the process, actually.
What?
Jeez, shut the door, man.
Whatever, dude. There's no way.
I swear to you. I wouldn't lie. Just don't tell Carl. He'll get all butthurt about it.
Yeah, he probably would, huh?
I think he's in permanent butthurt.
Like, all the time? It never goes away?
No, it never goes away.
Maybe we get some medication for that.
He's got a master's in butthurt. He went to school for it.
Yeah, he could teach a course on it.
He came from a long line of butthurt dads and grandpas.
It's a genealogy thing.
Family business.
Yeah. Oh, hey, come in. Oh, there's the lovebird.
Hey, call it what you want. I don't care.
What about you, Robin? Saw you there, too.
Yeah, right. Rhonda? She doesn't like movies. Who doesn't like movies? What level of crazy is that?
I don't know. She seems like she might be interested.
Yeah, from where I was sitting, I could see it.
Ugh, glad to know you were watching us.
Do you guys think that Gloria's really mad about the car?
The what?
I don't know. I mean, she just seemed a little standoffish tonight, don't you think? I hope I didn't make her mad.
No, I'm sure you didn't, man. She seemed fine to me.
Are you sure? Okay, all right, thanks. I mean, that helps a little bit.
Oh, man. I can't sit here and listen to any more of this.
What? Like, you don't think the girls aren't up there talking about us?
Nope. Absolutely not. You're wrong.
No, he's totally uninteresting. I mean, he might be a little cuter, but there's way more than that.
Like what?
Why do you have to do this in my room?
I mean, he gave up any chance at happiness for her.
Spike is so much more interesting than Angel. Angel just comes across as whiny, and Spike went through so much more for Buffy.
This isn't real. None of this matters.
Hold on. How is it you knew what they were talking about? And do I really need to know all these details?
Oh, come on. We're adults here. You can handle it. And besides, like I said, you're getting every detail. I don't have to be the one carrying all this on my own anymore. It's unabridged. Oh, and Anita, she told me what they said later on, so that's how I know. Now, hold on a second.
Should I do something about dinner?
Call the pizza place on the directory there. I'll pay for it. Just put an order in for the pepperoni and whatever you want. I just gotta use the head really quick.
We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors.
No matter where you live, burglaries happen. On average, a burglary happens once every 23 seconds, according to the FBI. What's even crazier is that only 1 in 5 homes even have home security. I don't know about you, but I like to make sure my stuff is secure. SimpliSafe is just the top choice, hands down, with 24/7 professional monitoring. Prices are always fair and honest, and around-the-clock monitoring is just $15 a month. But one thing that truly makes SimpliSafe stand out is their video verification technology. When other home security systems are triggered, a lot of the time police assume it's a false alarm, and the call goes the bottom of the list, but not with SimpliSafe. Using their video verification technology, they are able to visually confirm that the break-in is happening, allowing the police to get to the scene 3.5 times faster than other home security companies. Visit simplisafe.com/goldrush. You'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplisafe.com/goldrush so they know that we sent you. That's simplisafe.com/goldrush. With SimpliSafe, your home will have a sense of security.
We now return to Gold Rush.
Pizza's on the way.
Great. All right. So where were we? Oh, yeah. So, we go to this indoor shooting range.
You sure this is okay to shoot all this ammo off?
Trust me, Carl, we have plenty, and I'm all for practicing.
Yeah, some of these I've never handled before. Would be nice to know how to use them if I have to pick them up.
That Gold Desert Eagle? Rhonda said that...
Yep, that was Saddam's. It's one of my favorites. It took a lot to get that. A few shady deals.
Can I try it?
Of course. Rhonda, you mind? I obviously didn't bring it to the range.
That gun for him? No, wait, too big.
Please. I've handled a few big guns in my time. Just watch me.
Yo, can I switch to the MP5 now?
Of course.
I got the AUG, guys.
Now, how does this one work again?
Well, see, you just wrap your hand here around the long arm.
Ugh. And do you know how far the arms room is from here?
Oh, come on. Just walk.
Hey, Vella, how you doing down there?
I'm fine. Don't worry about me, darling. You know, I'm cool as a cucumber. I don't go up and down all these stairs every day like you. I don't really have your legs.
Was that a compliment? I hope not.
I mean, you could take it how you'd like. But for me, it was more of an excuse.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh.
Okay, are you serious? Do you really want to shoot this gun?
Boy, yeah. Have you ever fired it?
No.
And don't you want to?
Yeah, actually I kind of do. It's the 50 caliber version. It is massive.
Damn! That is pretty big.
Yeah. After you.
Don't mind if I do. There it is! Oh, man! It is practically glowing! Does this thing have a name?
Sure, you could call it a deagle.
Deagle the eagle?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
You asked if it had a name.
Yeah, you gotta work on your naming skills. I'm just gonna say that. Damn, that is heavy. Oh!
I know, I told you it was a big gun.
Oh my god. Hey, what the fuck just happened?
It looks like the power's out.
Yeah, no shit, the power's out. It's black as shit in here. The door's shut. I can't see shit.
Oh.
Oh, god.
Just hold still.
Oh, god. No, I can't feel anything. I can't see anything. Oh, god, the power's out. Wait, you're the one that fixes these things, and you're in here. Who the fuck is gonna fix it if you're in here?
Relax. Hey, calm the fuck down. God. I can't even find you.
Oh, god, I can't breathe.
Where are you? Here, follow my voice. Come to me.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, put your head between your knees and just breathe.
I can't bend that far.
Okay, you're breathing super fast. Not that fast. Slow down, man.
I need air. I need air. Seriously.
There is
Rhonda,
plenty.
I need air.
There is plenty of air. Okay, that's not sealed off. That's an entirely different system. No. We are fine in here.
No, we're not fine. We're not fucking fine, all right? The air is the same. I can smell it. Is this because of the wire? Is this because you had me touch the death wire?
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You are driving me insane. Just listen to what I have to say.
Please don't tell me to shut the fuck up. I can't handle this right now, okay?
Is this your head? Of course this is your head. This is huge.
Ow! What the fuck was that for? Oh, what did you do that for?
Good, now we're talking. Now just sit there.
I can't. I'm not gonna. No. Massage time is not gonna help me right now.
See, this is good. We're communicating. No. Yeah, just focus on something other than yourself right now. I know that may be hard, but let your shoulders go.
I don't need a deep tissue. Oh, God, Jesus. Why are your hands so strong? You have man hands. What the shit is that?
Is that supposed to be a compliment, too?
I mean, I guess.
You're super on fire.
Oh.
God, you're a wuss.
That's my...
Easy. Is that any better?
Maybe. How can you handle it down here?
Oh, you mean the whole feeling trapped thing?
Yeah, that. Do you get used to it, or is it like a part-time thing?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. And do not let this work you up anymore. But no, you just learned to tolerate it.
Oh, I was afraid you were gonna say that. So, you don't ever go outside?
Nope. Gloria is tolerant of many things, but after what happened with Boulder, she doesn't budge on this one. I haven't been outside since.
God, I mean, you do have everything down here.
Everything? There is never a breeze. There is never anything new except for problems. But you know what the worst of it all is?
Huh.
Is I can't even drive more than 10 feet in the garage without running into something else.
That's what you miss?
Yeah. More than anything. Anyway, living down here, you have to make sacrifices for safety. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it was affecting me, you know? Till this. This whole not breathing thing.
Yeah, you know, I remember how I felt when those doors to the outside shut. Those first few days were... I guess if I got locked in a pitch-black armory when I first got here... Okay, I take back the wuss remark.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was pretty low.
Appreciate that.
Hey, there we go.
Oh my god. Oh, open the door. Come on.
Okay, I got
punch it. Punch the code.
I got it. Relax.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Oh, the hallway.
We're out of there, never to go back again.
Never. I'm serious. Like, I'm off limits with the armory. Okay?
You're gonna be fine.
Oh, I'm fine now. On that fresh, glorious processed air. What are the chances of You not saying anything to the guys about this?
Saying what?
That's my girl. That's my girl.
Whew. Hey, you want another beer?
Yeah, why not?
You can join the others if you want. Anita's making something great for dinner yet again.
As tempting as that is, I think I'm going to finish my last beer.
Okay. Well, this engine rebuild's going to take a little while, so I can pick up whenever. Take your time.
Cool, cool. Hey, listen, I kind of feel stupid about earlier.
Oh, don't.
No, not the freak out thing. Like all the shit talk, you know, that I've been spewing your way before.
Whatever. I can take it. It's been nice to have some new faces around. Even if their heads are overinflated.
Oh, is that a fat joke?
Take it however you would like. You commented on my legs.
Well, that's because you have phenomenal legs.
You're gonna tell me how my parents hooked up, aren't you?
Alright, I did say on a bridge, didn't I?
Yeah, but I don't need to know those details.
Okay. I guess I don't need to tell you all about how Robbins and Rhonda hooked up. But yes, they did. And they were kind of weird with each other. And there was kind of that bit of, you know, last person on Earth might have a chance thing going on.
Yeah, that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, underneath all that, there was still something between them.
Wait, so that would make Anita my aunt? You and her hooked up?
A gentleman never tells.
Well, that's code for you didn't.
What, you need me to flat out say it?
You probably don't remember everything at your age.
I ain't that old.
Doesn't sound like you're sure.
Let me think about this.
Oh,
you
wow.
Say my name.
Yeah. Oh, Anita. Oh, Anita.
Not that one, the other one.
Beach.
Oh, yes, my little plumber,
Beach.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm your little plumber boy. Oh, you drained my pipe.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Yep, oh yeah, I know for sure. Yeah, anyway, so that night we had dinner together. We talked about a lot of things, most of it I can't remember. We had a few drinks and somehow ended up on the set of Gloria's sitcom.
I claim Monica's room.
Dude, you're already in there.
Awesome.
Oh man, can't I just sleep in here from now on?
Puck, you can do whatever you want here.
Oh, you're awesome, Gloria.
Thank you. I know this.
Here you go. Freshly made from my lady.
Oh, that's just too kind, sir. And a well-rolled joint, I must say.
I aim to please, madame.
Anybody else?
No, thank you.
I have my Corona.
Oh, come on, you know my answer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about some sandwiches? These are vegan.
Oh, yes, that would be mine.
Wait. You're vegan?
Okay, you didn't notice before, Bacon Boy.
I was a little pre-consumed with the delicious sizzling bacon. Look, vegetarian I get, but why full-blown vegan?
Come on, just for once, can we just not?
But meat's so good.
Come on, we're having a fun time. Just drop it.
It's not a bad thing, necessarily.
Necessarily. Here we go.
Is this why you don't kill Porky?
Well, Robbins, Rhonda, relax you two, all right? Let's just talk about something else.
We could play truth or dare.
Whoa, hey, we're adults here, all right?
Well, then don't play.
I'm in.
Me too.
I've never played, so why not?
You've never played truth or dare? Because you had the worst childhood ever? Are you?
I'm in. I suggested it. Of course I'm in.
All right, fine. I'm in too. What do we do?
Who goes first?
Well, you suggested it. You start.
Dara.
All right, finish that entire drink.
Oh. This little thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. That was hot.
Okay, well, I guess you could choose next.
You. Gloria.
No, dare.
Go make out with Carl.
Oh, damn.
Girl, please. I'm an actress, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, you know, just hold still for a minute.
What are you...
Could you... What are you...
You think you'll remember that?
No, probably not.
Oh, poor Carl.
What? You didn't say for how long.
Carl! How you doing in there, buddy?
A-okay.
Okay, which one of you is next? Robbins?
Yeah, I dare Rhonda.
Oh, no. Where is this going?
To go driving on the surface.
Wait, what?
Really?
No. You know you can't do that.
See? Exactly.
The rules are...
Yeah, the rules, but it's a dare. This is the game, right? It's supposed to be risky?
Not with our lives. Some of us have had drinks or greens... And or E, not worth it.
Well, then sometime, other than now.
No, see, then my answer is still no.
You have enough defenses and ammo, why not?
Don't push it. Look, you want to go, you go. You know the rules.
Come on, even for an hour.
No, just pick something else. Hey, no one's going for truths, okay, guys? Those can go as deep as you want. There's got to be something that any one of you want to know about someone else here.
Oh, wow, this just got very interesting.
Thank you. I get it.
I just...
Yeah, trust me, I know.
I mean, so uptight.
Yeah, well, you know, gotta keep it on lockdown.
We can go as deep as we want. Yes, anything, to anyone.
Yeah.
Why don't we just challenge someone out right now?
I love it. Oh, new game God. In place. Go.
I got something on my mind.
I know where this is headed.
You broke my watch, didn't you? Admit it! Just admit it!
Dude, this has been years. I did not!
It died in that dump you call a room.
I never borrowed that watch!
Yes, you did!
I'm gonna tell you something.
What?
I found it. Behind your desk. It was broken. Into pieces.
No, I've...
All right. Does anyone here have any real shit that they want to know about? Jesus.
Multiple pieces.
I got one for you.
Carl!
For everyone.
Carl! What's that from?
Yeah, buddy.
This
should be good. So tell us, Carl, what you got?
What did you do on the last day? Oh, God. We never talk about it. Come on, why not?
Carl.
All right, I don't care if you know. It makes no difference to me. I was driving on patrol in Irwin. Radio call came in, telling us to get back to station, right? They rounded up all the MPs, gave us a quick briefing on what was going on, still wasn't really sure, and they locked down the entire base. Communications is going crazy, right? Nobody knows what's happening. Just a lot of shouting on the lines. It was quicker than I'd ever thought.
My sister called it the wave of death.
I don't want to talk about this.
Hey, you don't have to. I'll tell them. So it was a normal morning for me. I was going over to Anita's to pick her up for the airport. And there were just cars backed up everywhere. I remember that no one was able to move, and you could just see it coming on the horizon, this wave of bodies just spreading through every nook and corner in the streets. It was everywhere.
Yeah, I was home when it happened, luckily. I was running late to a shoot, and I felt a little sick that morning. All of a sudden, I tried to use my cell phone and the internet. Everything was down. The TV reports seemed to only last minutes as the wave got bigger.
There was no time. And Anita, she said...
I said, go to Gloria's.
It was fate.
Yeah, so I pulled up right as the helicopter was taking off. Actually, came back down and grabbed us just in time. We looked down, and there were people running in every single direction. One infected became two, and then four, and then 16, and then 32, and... Anyway. We landed on the pad right here, settled below, and then tried to make a few calls.
We were able to talk to some places.
Yeah, but those didn't last.
Yeah, they went quiet pretty fast.
Yeah, this is a great way to end our day, Carl. So, where were you?
I just started my shift at Blockbuster in Fort Collins. The night before, I'd asked my girlfriend to marry me, and she said yes. And I'd also received a promotion to work with corporate accounting. And they were planning a party for me since it was my last day.
couch.
Me? I was sleeping.
Yeah, I had to go wake him up. Our unit was being activated. Boulder was getting busy.
Both originally from there?
Yeah, we've been roommates for a long time.
That's really great. You knew each other before.
Yeah, buddy.
Wolfpack for life.
Wow. Wow. Can we do something a little more fun, please? I mean, this is depressing as shit.
More shots.
All right, shots.
Thank God. Carl's
yes,
got the right
please.
Idea.
Yeah, Carl.
Nice, Carl.
That's finally a good
Don't
idea,
Don't do that
Carl.
Again, man.
Well, we should probably turn around and head back to our rooms. Getting late, wow.
Come on, you want to go to bed?
Yes, that is a viable option.
But I haven't seen all the rooms still. I mean, there's so many. I wanted to see them all.
Yes, you can, but right now I'm not even sure if that's possible.
Please, I'm fine. I'm already feeling better.
Yeah, I have a high tolerance too. I guess that's a sign I should drink less.
Yeah, probably. One more floor.
Fine. The last room is the Lego room.
There's a Lego room?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Please. Oh, yeah, don't screw with my talent over there.
That is freaking awesome. You built all this?
My mom played with Legos?
Oh, you bet your ass she did. And she was good at it, too. Mechanical brain.
Seriously, you are very talented. I mean, these are all from scratch?
I designed them myself.
That's impressive.
Hey, I appreciate what you did tonight. You know, that dare thing.
Pissed off Gloria.
Oh, trust me, it happens.
I mean, it's dumb. It's like she couldn't handle it. You need time on the surface. Everybody does. And you know what? I think we need it right now.
Don't you want to stay in the Lego room?
Legos are cool, but right now, they're all passed out. And think about it, Gloria is fucking wasted. You can get a car up there, right?
I mean, yeah, there's a freight elevator that goes up to the fake barn, and then from there we could... Oh, I don't think I was supposed to tell you that.
Come on, let's go. Before anyone wakes up, we'll be fine.
I don't know,
Just go with that feeling. Let loose a little.
Do you dare me again?
I double dog dare you.
They didn't. They did.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. We out here. We out here.
We're Alive, Gold Rush, will return next week. Written, directed, and produced by K.C. Wayland. Starring Brett Newton, Tony Reyes, Sean Lewin, Christian Vieira, Austin Trace, Christy Carlson Romano, Brenna Otts, Aaron Breen. Additional voices by Chase Hooper. And me, I'm Michael Swan. Produced by Brett Newton, Tony Reyes, Sean Lewin, Christian Vieira. Associate producers, Shanti Riley, Lauren Kroon, Blair Wayland. Casting by David Seiden, Vanessa Knight. Original music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Supervising sound designer, Casey Wayland. Sound designers, Michael Keane, Brian Lincoln. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. We'd like to thank the entire team at Podcast One. As the leading podcast network, they have made it possible to bring this series to life for you. And they have more than 200 of today's best podcasts easily accessible on the free Podcast One app. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions. Dedicated to Nick. In the next chapter of We're Alive.
What the hell is that?
The elevator. Come on, follow me. Quickly.
crazy. I love it. Saying it doesn't seem like I'd find any better place.
And as for everything else you just told me, I'll deal with it in the morning.
You broke her one rule. Stop rocking the boat, dude.
No. It's got nothing to do with us. Think about Rhonda and Anita.
They don't know that there are other options, that there's other places they can go.